This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it was so scary driving in this morning. So windy. Wait. When I came around the corner, Vinny, you know how you come around the corner and then you go into the Robin Williams tunnel, like it's kind of on a curve?
Yes.
So there was a car, like I guess it had hit the side of the inside the tunnel, and it was facing the wrong way, and there was just police everywhere, but you couldn't see it until the very last minute. So all of a sudden there's like some brake lights, and it was like everyone's got squozing over into the far left lane. It was like, ah!
17 is that all the time. You're ripping around, you're cruising, and then you make a turn, and it's all brake lights.
Yeah.
Scary. I've learned it. I hit my brake lights, and I have a hazard button.
Yeah.
Right there, and it's really easy to hit. I nail that immediately, too, because I just...
The people behind you are just...
Right, well...
It's 4 in the morning.
Texting, whatever they're
sure,
up
whatever
to.
Sure, whatever you're doing.
But I
do that, too, and all of a sudden there's a stop. I just whack the has like, wake up behind me! Don't rear-end me!
Right.
Oh, no!
Have you ever been rear-ended before? You automatically just look at your mirror like,
oh, my
oh.
God, I know. Oy.
But
the
they
worst.
Should... I don't know if it's 24 hours, but whoever controls the, what are the signs called?
Like the informational signs that they have up.
I feel like they're sleeping at this hour of the morning because there is stuff that you guys are talking about, and there's nothing on the signs.
Well, right, they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And I told you guys, I'm dealing with Caltrans right now over on 17. The guy, I talked to him on the phone, I finally got to the guy, and I'm going, dude, they're closing the roadway completely, shutting it down for 20 to 30 minutes. Those are critical minutes to people who are commuting. Mm-hmm. No, why would they do that? It must be an accident. I'm all, no. Mm. I drive this every day. I'm going to start calling your number when they do it, and I'm going to make sure you're aware because they're not posting signs that they're shutting it down. They're just shutting it, and it's because at that hour, I'm assuming they feel like, what's the diff?
Yeah.
It's 4 in the morning. Well, guess what? The commute begins at that hour now. That's what's happening in this
absolutely.
Area.
There's backups at the Bay Bridge that I'm hearing about on the radio on the way in. There's no question that the commute starts really early.
And I actually he's still stuck, the dude I'm talking to. He's still stuck with, no, there must be some, you can't. No. I'm like, dude, I'm in it. I'm texting my producer going, oh, my God, I'm parked. Oh, my God.
Right. I'm 1 minute from my house and I'm parked.
Yeah. 10 minutes has passed and those are critical 10 minutes.
Right.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to make that up. Okay. I've passed the time now where I can make that up. I know how fast I can go. And But I think it's because the Caltrans people who are out on the road pulling the cones and cleaning it. They feel like, hey, if we just shut it for a few minutes, it's safer for us, which I'm sure it is.
Sure.
And it's faster for us, which I'm sure it is. But, dude, you're shutting it down completely. That's just not okay.
No.
Now, at least post it so I can.
Right. Exactly.
I'll leave.
Know
I'm up. I'm up at 3 in the morning every day.
You could leave early.
Anyway, same deal. You find yourself in these situations where you just. Boy, today could have been my day.
I just gave up today, even though I did leave a little early, and then it started raining hard.
Oh.
And I was just like, I stopped looking at the clock. Like,
yeah.
At this point, I'm just concerned about my drive and driving slow. I'm not even going to trip on the time.
No, just we get here when we... I mean, honestly, I was thinking about you this morning as I was crossing the Golden Gate Bridge. So my heart's pounding. I've just seen this horrible accident. Well, I don't even know how bad it was because I try not to look, but the car was facing, you know, headlights blaring into our lane from the going the wrong way. I get out on the bridge, and it's so damn windy. I'm like, I get
car.
So scared of my little car. I'm like, oh, my God. White knuckling the steering wheel. Like, holy crap. It's a gust of wind. Like, whoa. Just don't want to be, swept into somebody else.
Right.
The South Bay was not nearly as we are kind of doing weather here for you, mm-hmm. for those of you getting ready to leave. It wasn't that bad. It was raining, like solid rain,
right.
but we've seen way worse.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
like, this was a nice rain. I didn't see multiple accidents. None of those,
It wasn't like an out of control morning.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad. I actually felt like it was nice. Well, all right. I wonder if we're getting snow. It feels warm.
Yeah.
It feels really warm. It was almost 60 degrees when I left my house this morning.
Check.
Yeah, it's got to be cold for the snow to stay. Yikes.
Hopefully you guys won't have to deal with a lot of accidents and stuff as you drive home.
There is no let up. Oh. We're talking about how early the commute is. There used to be a pocket where traffic was okay, and now it's just solid.
Yeah.
All day,
every day.
Looks like snow at 7,000 feet, which means rain below that.
Right.
But snow is forecast for tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, good.
And Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, more storms.
Yeah, we're getting the rain that we didn't get through January and February. I mean, I don't think it snowed or rained at all in January and February. Remember, like, it actually looked like we might be getting off to a good start early in the season.
Yeah.
And then it just went. And then we had those, like, 3 weeks of 75 and sunny every day.
Well, this is a miracle because sometimes it shuts off and never comes back.
It doesn't come back.
So,
exactly.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I know. I just put in a lawn. I could have gone fake grass, man.
That's a bad idea. Thank God.
My mom went fake grass.
Fake grass is nice.
But she lives in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
So she felt like.
You don't want to waste water on that. She's not going to. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm.
I love fake
spray
grass.
Spray paint.
I love fake grass, too.
You do.
Why do you like fake grass?
Because there's
no
maintenance.
Mowing it.
There's no maintenance.
No watering
and
it.
It's always green.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
A little bit of yellow, too. You can find the ones that look a little realistic.
They really do a good job with the stuff now.
Are you going to do that with your house?
Mine?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to have real grass.
Well, it is like a tenth of the cost.
Yeah.
It's so expensive to get fake grass, but then you can feel like, well... You know, they say in the end it winds up in a landfill at some point, so it's...
Oh, the fake grass?
Yeah, so, it's not... Neither one is great. Watering a lawn all the time is not great. Throwing away your lawn
isn't great.
It's
hard to win.
It is. There is no winning, Vinny.
No, you get the Prius, which they've sold so many of those, it's like... Toyota... I mean, they don't go around polishing their fingernails in public view, but they sold so many that they're actually worthless. I think they're free. it's like I tried to sell one, and they went, "Dude, there's way too many of those things on the road."
Right?
No thanks.
You want to sell it for $10? We got a buyer for you.
But you hear people say, "Oh, those batteries. What do you think you think you're doing something so great for the environment? The battery in the Prius is an absolute toxic nightmare."
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It's like, oh,
can't
win.
Right.
So 415 says, please remind truckers to give us a break and some space today.
Oh, my God. Truckers just went, what did
I know.
You just say?
Let's remind drivers to give truckers a little space. They're not driving a car.
Truckers just all in unison
truckers.
Went, what
truckers,
the hell?
Truckers.
Truckers are the, look, there's actually probably, they're probably the safest drivers out there because they have to constantly be, well, I don't know. Look, I'm not going to do a sweeping generalization, but the other day we were getting on the highway coming out of Costco. And this guy cuts off this truck. The truck has to slam. I mean, the back starts to kind of fishtail,
mm-hmm.
and he lays on the horn. And the person's just oblivious. They just pulled right in front of him, and just I just thought that guy can't stop like you can. Mm-hmm. You don't get it.
Boy, that guy's terrible. Meep, meep.
Meep, meep, meep.
Pay attention to the road, trucker. Meep, meep.
I know.
Oh, 510 says, most drivers in the Bay Area are freaking idiots. I always get the freaking idiot that is tailgating me.
Yeah, well, we're all a bunch of idiots. Yep. Let's face it. Everybody's made a mistake out on the road. No one is immune. You know, everyone... bitches about all the other drivers. Meanwhile, they're the one out there doing the same damn thing.
My dad used to see me driving around Irvine. This is teenage me. I'm much better. Better by far now.
Of course you are.
If you're better by now, I can't imagine.
I know. I can't either.
There are times he would come home and he'd be like, I saw you out on the road today. Give me your keys. You take my car from me for like a week.
Oh, my God.
You're grounded. Give me those.
You can't drive like that.
Yeah,
he would tell me. It was all kinds of stuff. He actually, because I did this quite a bit. I shouldn't even say this stuff. I would jump the center divides so that I could go left in places where.
And you're not supposed to.
Well,
clearly you're not supposed to because there's a center divide.
Right.
For a reason.
I need to go there.
I gotta go that way.
I'm not gonna go make a U-turn at the next intersection.
And your Datsun, you did this? Mm-hmm. Didn't you break rims and
I did all
axles
kinds of damage.
Whatever?
Sure, that car was worthless when I tried to sell it. Worthless. I think I sold it for $200.
Oh, that's not bad. Considering what I've heard about that car. I mean, didn't have a tie-down hood on it.
No.
I sold a Honda. By the time I was done with that thing, I sold it for $50.
Here, just junk
to the junkyard.
Right.
And that was for the tires.
No, well, one of the things is he'd see me during school hours. That was another one. What were you doing out at 11? You saw me at 11?
That seems impossible.
That doesn't sound right.
It was recess.
Hand him over.
It's cool.
Had to have an orange car. Who drives an orange car?
The guy whose dad wants to be able to spot him on the road, I guess. I don't know. How did you get that car? Did he buy that for you? Or
No, that was so he commuted in that car forever.
Oh.
And so when I turned, and I think he held on to, he probably drove it 2 years longer than he wanted to.
Because he knew
you were
up and
it was going to be the handoff.
The beater car.
And it was the beater.
Yeah.
It had probably 200,000 miles on it when he handed it to me.
Mm. Did your brothers get cars as well? Or he
yeah, they got the Datsun.
No.
The B210. Here's Vinny's done with it. You can have it.
I'm trying to think what Jan got. I think Jan bought like a muscle car.
Oh god. Mm.
Well, he was into cars
like your dad. He's like my dad. Yeah, I think he had like a I want to say he had a Chevelle.
Oh.
Those are hot during those days.
They're awesome and I think that's what he would work on that.
Mm.
And I'm sure my dad did too. They probably both stood around
bonding over the car,
staring
right?
into the hood of that thing, like, oh, what do you think next, huh? I don't know. Let's stare at it a while longer.
It's fun looking at engines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, well, it's great that his middle son was so into cars and engines the way that,
sure.
Yeah, he does that too. He's sort of followed, right? Isn't he?
They
an
juniored
guy?
The wrong guy for sure.
Because
I was not that guy. So he definitely would look at me and go,
the mailman's kid?
Where the hell did you come from? Except that they look exactly alike. Right. You see pictures of his dad now. It's like, holy, there's Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
They all look alike.
There's
a look in that family.
The bald head and the nose. I don't know.
The sound, for sure. God, last night my kid was, she goes, when I scream, if you can hear me, you scream. And I'm all, okay. She runs down the hall. Into a room, I hear the door go slam, and then she goes, ah! So then I start screaming.
Where's Dusty during all this? She like, what's happening?
She's in the garage screaming on her own.
I just thought, man, you know the
She's
neighbors can hear
call.
this S show right now. They got to be going, what is going on
Murder
over there?
Is
the loudest
well,
the
cops
family
show up, you know
of
they
all
you.
Times. We did that 30 times.
You know, she would go to different places in the house and
scream, and then I would scream, and then she'd come back and go, could you hear me?
It's like, yeah, did you hear me scream back?
Yeah, exactly. But for some reason, kids want to do stuff over and over.
Dusty posted something like on, it's probably gone by now, but it was a story.
Mm-hmm.
Her hurry up, whatever it is. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that.
No,
so
that's fine.
I hit it, and it was just so funny because they're hiking, and the little girl is walking in front of mom, And she just said, like, just goes on and on. You can tell that's why she's taping her, like, oh my God, this kid never shuts up. And her mom might be, her mom's quiet. Like, she's not super garrulous.
And she's absolutely quiet.
And she even speaks in a very soft voice. Like, it's just so funny. She's like, great, I got another one. Mm-hmm. I had one, and now I.
Maybe the second kid will be more like me.
Maybe she will.
No, that is. I don't know how many times a week I say, hold on, I didn't hear you, let me come closer. Because she's from, like, she'll try to say something to me downstairs. Hold on, let me come down there, because I don't know what the hell you just said.
Right.
Don't even try to repeat it. Give me 5 minutes.
John says the same thing. Like, not that I'm not loud enough. It's just that he can't understand me because he'll be sitting, you know, at his computer, and I'm like walking through the house like with the laundry and going from room to room like, and I'll finally be like, well, what do you think? And he goes, why don't you come in here and tell me that again? Because I caught like 10% of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Walking around, just assuming everyone can hear me, that they've all got, you know, speakers near them.
They're all waiting for you to speak.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hanging on my every word.
Hey, before you start the song, I just want to give a quick shout out to one of our listeners, Sheila, over at Salesforce.
Sheila, I love that name.
That's your mommy's name.
Yeah.
She is a huge fan of Sarah and Vinny and you, Zess, so maybe coming from you would mean more.
Salesforce?
Yeah, Sheila.
What is her deal? Why do you know her?
I was, getting a tour, hanging out with some friends,
having
lunch.
Oh, you toured the new tower.
I did tour the new tower. There's only 4 floors open.
Floors at a time. You can makes it more manageable.
They're going to host you guys in December. I set that up.
December.
That's when it opens.
Oh. That's like 1,000 years from now. I'll totally agree to that.
Okay, great.
Feels like that'll never get here.
We're on vacation that month.
Yeah, we're off that month. Sorry, listeners.
Yeah. So one of my, Salesforce.org, their philanthropic arm.
Yeah.
So one of my friends works over there. And I was hanging out with her. She introduced me to Sheila. And she's like, oh my God,
There's a song, Sheila.
There is?
Yeah.
Song Sheila?
I don't know how it goes. It's like Tommy Rowe or something like that.
No, that is Ready for the World.
What is?
Sheila, the song you're talking about.
Oh, Sheila. That one?
Yeah.
Isn't that Prince?
No, it's not Prince.
Okay, hold on. Bryn's going to get it.
Bryn's going to find it, and he's going to go, wow, Vin, you're right.
Well, you're right. I'm just listening for the chorus.
Right.
All right, we're ready.
I happen to know lame R&B now.
Because you're your wife. Oh, Sheila, let me love you to the morning comes.
What year is this song? I totally recognize this.
90s, right?
No, 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
Look at that bass.
Oh, 85.
Oh, boy.
High school days.
I was out of
people
high
have been robbing Prince forever, huh?
I know. Oh, my God. That is an absolute Prince.
Oh, my God. You got to look at this guy. He's trying to look like Prince, too.
Yeah, just...
Prince is the coolest guy ever. Why wouldn't you?
Complete knockoff.
It's a cross between Prince and, like, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sort of a roundup of everything that was making money in those days.
What was I reading the other day?
Oh.
It was about Prince.
Sheila.
Where did I read that? It was something about Prince was going to do... Have you ever heard this? Prince was going to do a duet with Michael Jackson for Bad.
What happened?
And Prince, I think he was being interviewed by Chris Rock. I don't know where I read this. I wish I could say, but he said to Chris Rock during the interview, he goes, well, they approached me about doing this song Bad with Michael Jackson. And the song starts with Your Butt Is Mine. And he said, whose butt is whom's? Because I'm not singing that with you.
Right.
And that was the end of it. Can you find the first line?
That's so funny I've heard that story. I'm not sure.
About the butt?
I can't remember that.
Listen to the first.
Oh, wait,
your butt is mine.
Wait, is he trying to say
again.
like your ass is mine? Like,
oh.
As in,
oh.
You know, I own you,
yeah.
or
okay, hold on.
I'm gonna beat
it.
Your ass.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Right.
Your butt is
mine. And Prince goes, nope.
I never knew it said
Let's
that.
Pick another one. Or just not. Just
it never
not.
Happened. They
Your
never did it.
Your butt is mine. Even the way he delivers it is kind of yucky. Your butt is mine. Your butt is mine.
Keep that on hand, Brent.
I don't have the quotes right, and I wish
That's
I had the article,
today.
But I just thought, that is hysterical that
yeah.
Prince's response to that first line was, nope.
Yeah. Can we change it? Like... And frankly, that's a line that should have been changed. Like, that line is kind of, like, what's that all about? Jeez, Michael, what are you trying to say here?
Your butt is mine.
Your butt is mine. What is the second line?
I don't know what to say. Your butt is mine.
What?
Gink bang
gink. Right?
I don't know. Look it up on lyrics. Look up bad lyrics. Yeah, what is he saying there? Your butt is mine, and you can't beg it.
Gonna tell you right.
Gonna tell you right.
Mm-hmm. No,
that doesn't sound like it at all.
At someone all? Made
Do
that
one more
up.
Time.
Won't you take a ride? I think he says. Won't you take a ride? Your butt is mine.
I want to
take a ride.
Ride.
I want to take a ride. I want to take a ride. He wants to take a ride on his butt. What?
Just show your face.
Yeah, in broad daylight.
I can appreciate Prince's reaction in a sense. He's like,
sure.
You know, I have a guarded image here as a sex symbol, and I don't feel it's going to go with my flow here.
Yeah. If Michael Jackson owns my butt, it doesn't seem like
what I want.
KLLC, yeah. KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. We're going to take a quick break for a song, and we'll be right back.
Sarah and Benny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.